Once a little boy had a turtle and a frog. The frog was so hungry, but on the way in, he spotted a butterfly. So he crept out. But once he got a little bit out, he sprang out onto a little bank and tried to catch the frog. Instead of catching the frog, he caught a plant. But finally, he caught the frog. But then he actually was so busy because he thought the butterfly tasted so good. He was just walking along when he fell off the cliff, the bank. He saw a bee fluttering by, and he stuck his tongue out to eat. Instead of eating it, he got a terrible bump on his tongue because the bee stung him. The frog was nearby to a picnic. He was so hungry, so he peeked up and he knew that no flies or anything would be in the basket, so he decided to eat some food. He crept in, but then the girl that was having some tea felt a little frog. She pulled it out. She thought a frog, so she flung her off, but she accidentally flung her tea too. The frog was nearby. He saw a boy. And he thought it was his boy, so he said he thought that he wouldn't mind if he jumped in his boat. So he jumped in the boat, and he thought he was flying, but then he landed plop in the boat. But then the boy was very sad and mad. So his mom had to go in and get the boat. But then the frog secretly crept out of the pond. Secretly. A lady with her baby was in a carriage, and mom had her milk. But there was a cat nearby, and the frog jumped in the little... Then the cat saw the frog, and he sneaked up. The frog was really thirsty, and so he drank some of the baby's milk, but the baby got mad. But then the cat crawled up and pounced almost on the frog, and the baby started crying. He knocked over the carriage and the milk and the magazine, and he followed the frog. And the frog jumped over the trash can, and finally... The cat caught him on the leg. Then he pounced on him and got his whole body. But then the boy came, and the frog was doing the splits again. And he got up and walked over. The boy had the dog, and so the dog chased off the cat, and the boy saved the frog's life, and so the frog loved him so much he never ran away again.
Great story.